from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Peter Turone. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first is an anonymous donor from St. Joseph's Parish in Huntington, Quebec, for living and deceased family members, for the souls in purgatory, and asking Jesus to let no one die in vain. The second are anonymous donors from Ottawa, Ontario, for the physical and spiritual healing of their family and for the repose of the souls of family members. The third is Lynn Ryan from Gainesville, Florida, in support of the Daily TV Mass. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord of mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Beloved, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as children. My child, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when you are punished by him. For the Lord disciplines those whom he loves, and chastises every child whom he accepts. Endure trials for the sake of discipline. God is treating you as children. For what child is there whom a parent does not discipline? Now, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may be not put out of joint, but rather healed. Pursue peace with everyone, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and through it many become defiled. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear Him. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to those who keep His covenant. The Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My sheep listen to my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could not do a deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then Jesus went about among the villages teaching. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
He was amazed at their unbelief. My brothers and sisters, there are only two recorded incidences in the New Testament, in the Gospels, where we hear that Jesus is amazed. Here, when his own kin fail to recognize who he is, and therefore he's unable to perform the miracles that he would like to do. And secondly, when the centurion, right, whose slave is sick, his servant, and he asks Jesus to heal him. And Jesus is amazed over the fact that this man who does not belong to Israel has faith in Christ and in his power. He doesn't have a complete understanding, but he sees something special in Christ. Now, the first question is, what is faith? What does it mean to have faith? Right? It's always good to define our terms. Well, during the year of faith in 2012-2013, which began with Benedict and it was closed with Pope Francis, Benedict gave a beautiful talk on the reality and the meaning of faith. And he said, first of all, he said, faith is, of course, a supernatural gift from God. So God, who loves us and seeks us, the Catechism says, he loves us so much that he's constantly seeking man. So he's always trying to find different ways to draw us to himself. Every possible way, and as we heard in the first reading, even at times through suffering, which is always the hardest possible way. But nevertheless, he does. So faith is a supernatural gift from God. And what that means is that the Lord, what he does is, he, with his grace, he's trying to call us, draw us in, and he does this over and over again. Now, some of you may at home may say, okay, well, what do I do here? I have the gift of faith by the grace of God, but what about the people in my family, my friends, my colleagues? I see so many people say that they don't have faith. Is it because God hasn't given it to them? No. There's a second component to the reality of faith as well. And this is when Benedict said, he said, look, all of us, okay, we have this gift that God has given us, but faith also has a very human component. What that means is that I myself, all of us have been gifted with freedom. So that means that every single one of us has to respond. So I can say yes to God, or I can say no to God. I was an atheist for years, and it was through the witness of very holy people, and then the Lord, like the hound from heaven, constantly coming after me. At a certain point, I acquiesced. But it took years. It took years, because there was, again, that freedom, that misunderstanding of what it means to be a follower of Christ, that unnecessary fear, thinking that the Lord is going to take everything away. Jesus only wants to take our sin away from us. He wants to give us a life and give it in abundance. So we have, again, the grace of God, his invitation, and then I have to respond, you have to respond as well. So it's that mutual interplay. So what do? So we pray and we ask God that he increase our faith. It's a supernatural virtue. So it means that, again, it comes from God. I try to respond as much as I can through a life of prayer and good works. And then I seek also to share that good news with other people. And we know, especially when it comes to our own families at times, I've ministered to many people and they say, look, I go to Mass every day. I pray many rosaries. I do all sorts of things. I offer sacrifices and fasts, but I still have my family that are so hostile. It's like, well, you're in good company. Jesus himself, he was rejected by a lot of his own family members, the people from his own town, in spite of the fact that he loved them tenderly and he called them into fellowship with him so they can be saved. So there's that aspect as well. So we see Christ. So we say, well, what did Jesus do? Well, Jesus was able to help some people because some of them did respond. So there was that openness and faith as there was in the centurion. But if we have the family members, colleagues or friends, neighbors who are hostile, well, again, we pray and we continue to do good works. And there's also another thing. And this is what Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say. And this was something she said repeatedly throughout her whole life. Beautiful words to reflect upon. She said that we need joy because we can have the right words, right? But we also have to say them with love and with a lot of joy. So she used to say, joy is the net that catches many souls, right? So Pope Francis, in one of his homilies, inaugural homilies, he said, you know, unfortunately, and St. Teresa of Avila said the same thing. She said that she was frightened of nuns that were sad sacks. She said that, am I only able, or am I not able to experience the joy of being a beloved son and daughter of God? Do I recognize my dignity? If I don't, I ask and I pray and ask the Lord for that, and then I continue to minister to my family. If they see that quiet joy that's there, again, it's a fruit of the Spirit, but if they see that, then the chances are that they're going to want to come closer to the Lord. And that hostility, again, as St. Peter says in one of his letters, will yield to shame. We don't want people to end in shame, but we want people to recognize, okay, look, I was wrong. You know, I thought Christians were a certain way, but then I realized, no, it's very different. The caricatures in our society are wrong. But sometimes we contribute, sometimes. So we ask God for this grace, right? We ask him for the gift of joy. We pray that everyone can understand and recognize his gift. And that when he calls us, it doesn't always come in a way that we expect. Right? Because we expect the heavens to be open and all of a sudden we're going to understand everything and feel these great feelings. Sometimes that happens, but oftentimes it can also be that God screams at us through difficult experiences. Just one quick story. When I was in Mongolia as a missionary, we lived in a society that was predominantly Buddhist and shamanic. And there was this elderly woman who came in, her body was completely broken. She had rickets, beautiful lady, suffering terribly. So she kind of walked in, and then she saw the crucifix over the tabernacle. And do you want to know what she said? She looked up and she said, we understand each other. So it through her suffering, she said, we understand each other by looking at Jesus on the cross. And that led her to seek baptism. And her life still, she still has her struggles, but she realizes that in that suffering now, that's not God punishing her, but that's a way of drawing her into deeper intimacy. And we know that it never ends on the cross, huh? It always ends in the glory of the resurrection. So let's ask the Lord for the grace to be able to have a strong faith so that we can be the third person to amaze the Lord for good, that he'd be amazed at our faith. But we need his grace and we need to respond fully to it. Let us bring our prayers to God who created the earth and its fullness. For the Holy Catholic Church, as it continues to speak out against all that would destroy human dignity, human rights, and human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those whose lives are plagued with doubt and despair, that they may have God's grace to help them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For people who are lonely, that they may experience God close to them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the children of the world, may they be protected from hunger, abuse, illiteracy, disease, neglect, and violence, and allowed to enjoy lighthearted and carefree childhoods gently molded by God's laws and loving discipline. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those who are suffering in mind, in body, or spirit, that they may find relief and healing through Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of heaven and earth, you reward those with clean hands and pure hearts. In our unworthiness, we bring our prayers to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, a work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Cleansing me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who provide gifts to be offered to your name, and count our oblations as signs of our desire to serve you with devotion, we ask of your mercy that what you grant as the source of merit may also help us to attain merit's reward. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For though you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts which we are brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of her church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourished by your saving gifts, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that by the same sacrament with which you feed us in the present age, you make us partakers of life eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.